6:16, the book of Jeremiah. You know, there was a man, his name was Robert Johnson. He was a blues guitarist. And he's there, folks, and he wants to be the greatest blues guitarist of all time. He wants that more than anything in the world. Is there anything this morning that you would want? Is there anything this morning that it doesn't matter what you had to do, you would do it? You know, there's a saying that goes that every single person, I know you might say, Pastor, that's not me. Pastor, I'm saved, I'm redeemed, I am justified. But there's a saying that says that every single man has its price. You bring the right amount, you bring the right thing, or you bring the right one, man or woman, and you will do things that are out of your character, that are out of what you would normally do. So what this man did is he sold his soul to the devil, as the story goes. And this morning, you might say that all that is an old folk story. But the fact about it is that you and I are there at a crossroad of life where the decision you make today will have an impact for your rest of your life. The book of Jeremiah 6:16, the word of God says, Thus says the Lord, Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. But they say, We will not walk in it. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father, to understand, God, that we are in a crossroads, in the crossroads of life. And the decision that we make, God, will have an eternal impact, not only for our lives, but for generations of our lives to come. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. See, as we see the scripture, the Israelites were there at a crossroad. They were there at a path that they had to take. For hundreds of years, the people of God had forgotten God. They lived like the godless people that were around them. And now we see that God, can I tell you, no matter where you ever go, God will always lead you to the point where you have to make a decision. Pastor, I don't want to make a decision. It's too hard. You at one point in your life, folks, just like God brought the Israelites, he brought them to a point of, a crossroads. We see that God had led them. Can I tell you, Everything that you and I do, listen, God orders our steps. We see that God has now placed them. The crossroads here where the Israelites were, they were there in a point of decision, and that's where maybe this morning you find yourself at. There are decisions that will make a great impact or will have a great impact in your life. Firstly, you got to decide to stand. The Israelites, they were there. And they, by this time, they were following other ways. How many know this morning that if you and I are not careful, folks, we will begin to follow different things? How did I get to here, you will say? Why did I begin to do this? It's because when you were at a crossroads point in your life, you made a decision. God tells them to take a stand. Just like them this morning, you are being asked the same question. We have to forget what's going on around us. And you and I, amen, we're going to have to make and take a stand for ourselves. The word stand means that you are going to have to stop moving. Pastor, I've been diagnosed with ADHD, all the other D's and all this, and you're like moving, and you're, but you're going to have to stop. Amen? You're going to have to stop and say, God, instead of me moving in every direction, because you're here and you're going, and God says, stop. Because if you and I do not stop, folks, we cannot hear from God. You're going to have to stop moving. You're going to have to stop moving at least long enough for you to be able to hear from God. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Do not miss in the moments where you stand, because that can be a life or death situation for you and I. Secondly, amen, you're going to have to decide to see where you've been. See, you have to see the life that you have been living. You know, when my wife gave her life to Christ, she made a statement, and she said, I was not pleased in the way that I was living my life. See, my wife was raised in the church. My wife grew up as a Christian. It was not something that was new, but yet the decisions that she made at the age of 13. Mom, I want to do what I want to do. So guess what mom did? Mom said, you want to do it? Vete. Go. You do it. But know that there's always consequences for the things you do. And here it is, my wife, 12 years later, you know, I thought she had the best life because she was married to me. Amen. I thought she was enjoying herself, and she makes a statement right before I get ready to go on a 45-day training to the desert in California. They're in the nation of California. So as I went over there, my wife tells me, she makes this statement. She said, I'm not happy. I said, what do you mean, girl? You got me to be with you. You got to be happy. She said, I'm not happy. She said, something needs to change. And if something doesn't change, when you and I, when you get back from your training, we might not be together very much longer. I said, girl, when I get back, we'll talk. We'll talk. I said, we'll hash it out. We had been married a little bit over 4 years, and I said, you know what? We'll work things out. Remember, she said, I'm not happy. Nothing I can do for her was making her happy. Nothing that I can say at that point was going to be able to brighten up that her life. She said, something needs to change. I'm not happy. See how many know that when you and I come in and we see the places and the things that you and I have been involved with when we are in a life of sin, we have to physically see those things to recognize exactly what you and I are looking at. I made a statement, folks. I said, we'll figure it out. But see, she was looking at herself in a life of what she went through for the last 12 years. And how many know that when we see ourselves for who we truly are, not by what we want to see, because listen, we can make ourselves see what you and I want to see. I'm not that bad. At least I'm better than her, him, you. So we can make that make us feel better. But she saw herself, folks, for who she was. And she says, I'm not happy. See, when we only live our life according to the world and what the world says, and when we live according to the trinity of you, me, myself, and I, amen? Because you have your own trinity, me, myself, and I, and that's what I want. When you live in that way, folks, nothing else in the world matters. Everything is about you. Nothing, is about anybody else. All your life is a life of selfish living. When we are there, folks, and we see that the life that we are living. Let me ask you a question. If you find yourself in those places that I just spoke about, is your life pleasing God? Ask yourself, if you are there right now, I'm not asking where you want to be, because how many know you have to see yourself where you are? So is your life right now, if you find yourself there, you're living a life for you. You're living a life for nobody else but your selfish self. Is your life, would it be considered a life that is pleasing God? How many know that the answer is always going to be, whether you and I like it or not, it's always going to be no. Next, we have to consider where you and I are headed. We are continually headed towards a life of destruction. You know, for those that are old enough, you remember a commercial where it was the crash dummies, where they would come up and one crash dummy, the robot, he would come up and he'd say, yeah, Joe, we'll see you tomorrow. And they would say, yeah, we'll see you. They would come up, and then they would be there, and they were the crash robots. That was their job. They were there for the automakers They were the crash dummies. How many know that that's the life that you and I are headed to? We are there for a life of just destruction, folks. It never turned out good. They would be all maimed, mangled. But yeah, Joe, I'll see you tomorrow. See, that life is only a life of living in the world. It is a life away from God. It is a life that only leads you and I to death. See, this morning, you and I, we have a choice. When you and I stand at the crossroads, you get an opportunity. Isn't it wonderful that God makes you and me choose. God is not a dictator, folks. Oh, God, you just want the worst for me. No, you and your choices make it the worst for you and I. Our choices, they make it, and the life that we are living today, folks, it's because of only one thing. When you were in a crossroads of life, you chose the road that you wanted to travel on. See, you and I cannot continue that road. Because that road, folks, is only going to lead us to one thing, and that is death. But there's another road. And that road this morning can lead you to everlasting life. See, this morning, as you decide, ask yourself, am I on the right road? See, my wife, I constantly have to tell her, babe, make a right here, make a left here. She says, honey, don't worry about it. I'm following the GPS. Amen? I'm following the GPS. Are you following the GPS how you want to go or how you want it to go? How many know, amen, there's a word on the GPS that says diverting. That means you went the wrong way, so now it has to divert you back to the way that it wanted you to go. It gets you into the right place. See, it's time this morning for you and I to constantly find ourselves coming into a dead end. You know, I turned on the GPS the other day. I've only been here for a month and a half. And I'm like, okay, I kind of got it. So I'm just going to, I'm uncertain of where I need to go. So I'm just going to turn the GPS. And I'm going to turn it on. And it led me to a place that I was stuck. A dead end. It led me to a dead end, folks. See, this morning, you and I need to be able to find where you and I can trust in God. Where you and I can ask God, God, which directions should I take? What decisions should I do? God will lead you to the right path. He will lead you, the point where you and I can never be wrong. He would lead you, amen, to the cross. And that'll be the best decision that you will ever make. Jesus died upon the cross. See, God will lead you and I this morning to the right direction. He will lead you, into the path of forgiveness. He will lead you into the way of peace. He will lead you into a place that is beyond your own understanding. He will lead you to a place where now there is purpose in your life. See, for many of here, you probably heard from whether it was friends, family, or even your mother and your father, you're never going to amount to anything. Unfortunately, some of us have. You're going to be just like, and you can put a picture of whoever he or she told you you were going to be like. See, this morning, God says you can be like me. This morning, God says there's going to be a purpose now in your life. This morning, God says, if you get on the right road, it'll lead you to an everlasting peace, life, joy, happiness. See, lastly, we have to decide that we don't want to be there anymore. You gotta decide to walk. You have to be still, but you cannot stay still. Amen? Because you have to find yourself moving. You cannot be undecided. You're going to have to make a choice, folks. Whether you realize it or not, Pastor, I don't want to make the choice. Can you make the choice for me? I can't. Mom, can you make the choice for me? I can't. Dad, can you? I can't. Bro, can't. They can't. You have to make that decision. Your choice is sin, death, and destruction, or forgiveness, eternal life, and peace. What do you choose this morning? What do you want? See, if you follow Jesus, we can ask Him to forgive us, to save us. And you can allow Jesus to now dictate the steps of our lives or help us in the steps of our lives. We can commit our lives to Him. And not only commit our lives, but now begin to live for Him. Can I tell you, it's not impossible to live for Christ. Has my life been, as I told somebody this morning, a box of chocolates? By far. Can I tell you, for 26 years, next month in October, because we're already at the end of tomorrow starts September, so we can already say September. The 20th of October will be 26 years. Has it been challenging? Yes. Has the devil tempted me? Yes. But you know what I look at, folks? I look and I say, that was a miserable life that I lived before. Do I want to go back to it? Amen? Would I want to go back to where I wanted to commit suicide? That was my life. My home, listen, when they could have made a reality show of my home and it would be a top seller. Because there was everything in my house. Everything. When I say everything, it was everything. Drama, we had it. Despair, we had it. Fighting, every day. abuse, it happened. Is that where I want to go back to? The answer is no, but you have to choose. You have to choose this morning whether that's what you are going to do or whether you and I are going to continue to follow God. See, the devil makes it seem just like when this man sold his soul to the devil just to become the greatest guitarist. The devil wants you to sell yourself out for something even cheaper. Less fortune. Less in any way. And you know the sad thing about it is, folks, that I wish that I could say that it's not going to happen. But the odds are against you and I, because it has happened. You can make it for God. Amen? You and I can make it for God. For 26 years, next month, I've lived for God. 26 years. For 26 years, I've lived for the Lord. For 28 years of my life, I'm getting ready to surpass the life destruction that I lived. Because I lived it for 28 years, folks. And now I'm getting ready to surpass it. And can I tell you, there's going to be a celebration. Because when I reach 28 years, I'm going to jump for joy. Because now I'm going to tell the devil, devil, I've been living for God longer now than I live for you. The life that I lived for you didn't give me nothing. The life that I've lived for God has given me everything and more than I can ever hope or ask for. So you can commit your life and you can live for Him. You can find yourself where the Lord is helping you or directing now your steps. You can find peace. He can forgive you. Those burdens that you are carrying and are overwhelming you, He says, cast them down upon Me, because I will sustain you. See, those things that are tormenting you and not letting you sleep, He says, I will give you peace. Let me ask you this morning. I'm done, folks. Which road are you going to choose? Because you have a choice. Which road would you choose? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here this morning. You're not saved. You're not right with God. All we want you to do is have the opportunity to come and know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I don't want to invite you to, you're not going to sign a membership. All we want you to do is, if you are here and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you simply make a decision? Very simple, very easy. Children, they understand it. But let me ask you, adult, mom, dad, do you understand it? Do we get it? My life right now is not pleasing God. And I need to give my life to Jesus. Would you simply do one thing? I'm not going to put you on the mic. We're not going to have you speak or anything thereof. All we want to do is know who to pray for. Do you need prayer this morning? Do you need to surrender your life to Christ? Is that you this morning? You are not saved. Quickly, raise up your hand. Pick it up. Quickly, pick it up. If that's you. How about you, backslider? God sees that hand. Anybody else? You want to surrender your life to Christ? How about you, backslider? You are at a crossroads in your life. And the devil made it seem like it was easier to follow the road that you find yourself at right now. You're backslidden. You're away from God. You're not right. And can I tell you, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you just see a faint memory of what you once were. You used to follow God. You used to be with God. You used to enjoy the company of the Lord. But because of your decisions, you made the decision to go away. And this morning, you're going to make another decision. You are going to make the decision to say, Lord, as I drew myself away from you, I'm going to come back to you. Backslider, would you come home? Would you raise up your hand? Lift it up quickly. That's you in this place. You're not right, but you want to be right this morning. Young man, if you, as you raised up your hand, would you look at me? You honest? Sincere? Can we pray for you? Would you come? Is there anybody else that's going to join them this morning? Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Let's let the Lord help you. Jesse, let's let the Lord help us. We're at the crossroads of decisions, folks. The decisions that we make are vital. See, the devil will give you something cheap, but cheap is not always the best. He'll give you something that's worthless, but is of no value to you and I. God is giving you the greatest thing in heaven. And He would put you at a crossroad this morning. Where am I going to go? The decisions you make are very important. If you are at a crossroads this morning and you want to and you need God's help, can I tell you we have an altar that you can come to the altar and cry out to God and say, God, help me to make the right decision. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God this morning. Come. Cry out to Jesus. Come. Cry out to the Lord. Come. Let Jesus help you. Come. Pastor, I'm embarrassed. That even says and affirms on why you need to come. Pastor, I'm at a crossroads right now. And I am fearful for the decision that it is leading me to. Pastor, I need to make the right decision. Can I tell you? If you invoke God into your life and the decision process, folks, you will never find yourself in the wrong path. For the Word of God says that He will lead you to the paths of righteousness. See, you're fighting a decision this morning. Let God help you. Let God. You know, you've controlled everything up to now. Now can you let God help you? Can you now let God help you? You know, I thought my life was good for the first 28 years of my life. I people would look at me and they would tell me, "You're not that bad." So, you know, in one way or another, I believed them. But then I looked at myself as I saw myself from deep within, and I didn't like who I saw. I didn't like what I had done. I did not like what I was, just nothing about me was enjoyable. You know, I was mean. I know I'm only 5 foot something, but I was mean. Listen, I was very mean. I was, because of the life that I grew up in. I didn't care. I didn't care about you. Listen, if I didn't care about me, how was I going to care about you? Amen? So if I did not enjoy me, you think I was going to have you enjoy yourself? No. October the 20th of 1999, I was sitting right where you are sitting right there, ma'am. In that exact seat, but in our church, but right there in that last seat of the church. And I was getting ready to run out. See, that was my thing. I wanted to come just to tell my wife, "Honey, I did your church thing. Now let me live my life." And I was sitting right where you're sitting at. And right when I was getting ready to leave, it was like God says, "Where are you going? Where are you going?" And can I tell you, when God put His hand upon me, He's never let it go. And it's now been 26 years. And I've been able to go and see and talk to many people all over the world. And can I tell you, it comes down to the same thing. People are there at the crossroads of life, and they are making decisions. Can I tell you, the people in India, they're at the crossroads right now. The people in China, they're in the crossroads right now. The people in Thailand, in Jamaica, you Jamaica me happy, man. They are making the decisions, folks. Dominican Republic, they're there. They're at crossroads. Just like here in Colorado Springs, we are at the crossroads of life. Let's make sure that we make the right decision, because it's going to have an eternal impact. Amen. Mark, why don't you close this?